There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Fourteen years ago, Voldemort had huge numbers at his command.
The evidence the Dark Lord's return is incontrovertible.
He won't last 2 seconds if he invades your mind.
I'm not weak!
Then prove it.
If Voldemort's building up an army, then I want to fight.
Hello and welcome to another Harry Potter special. This week we'll be combating the rise of fascism by investing heavily in a novelty party trick company and training children to push each other over and knock sticks out of adults' hands. Yes, it's Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, and joining me to watch a beloved guardian go all stiff before their very eyes are the Snake Boys!
Yay!
Tomlin and Crowley!
Yay!
Hello!
Hissy Snaky Boys.
Here we are, we're back again.
It's good to be snaking again.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, slithering around.
Whoa.
Over Harry Potter.
Hufflepuff some crack and have a good time with the Gryffindor. It didn't go anywhere.
I enjoyed it though. What have you been up to in between times?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. If you want the full rundown, I can send you my CV.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, okay. It'll have one or two more things on it now. So pretty busy.
I only sit and wait for Snake Boys.
Yeah.
I just sit wait for the
call.
I'm making sure I know every single ounce of every Harry Potter film. So I just watch them over and over again so I know everything.
Well, I've been watching a couple of films.
Have you?
Ooh.
Well, I watched Hammer Boys 10. All because the lady loves milk grenades. And my favourite, which was Essex Boys 12, The Mars Connection, a.k.a. Let's go to Mars and shoot some space slags.
Oh, beautiful.
Both starring Craig Fairbrass.
Yeah.
And multiple times, like in Legend.
Yeah, exactly.
Every single character is Craig Fairbrass.
It's like inside whatever that film's called.
Inside John Malkovich's Davis.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. I have seen Falaraki Non-Splits, and that was excellent. they're fun films. They know how to make them, you know. It's like the MCU.
It's like an industry, yeah.
Yeah, the Fairbrass-iverse.
The FCU.
Yeah.
The FCU,
yes. Which is also what they shout every 1 minute.
Noncevengers East End Game.
I love it. They wrap it all up. Fairbrass dies at the end. It's really emotional.
Spoilers, Tom. Christ.
I am Essex man.
So hang on.
And he kills Nonsos.
Who's trying to turn 10% of the universe into paedophiles?
Yeah, right. And he does it by flipping the bird.
Oh, yeah, Essex man.
Yeah.
He flips the bird, everyone goes, oh no. And then he pulls the other hand from behind his back. He's got a second gauntlet.
Yeah.
The double bird. And 20% of the universe become pedos. And
then helicopters his willy.
Helicopters his way off to the sky and escapes. Noncevengers Pinnerfinity War.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are the gangsters in Pinner? Probably not.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine so. Elton John's from there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's as gangster as they come.
Yeah.
Quite. He's got a lot of bling.
Yes.
He certainly has.
Before we get going
and
into the film.
He likes to gat fools as well.
He does. Yeah. Yes, he does. And he wrote The Circle of Life.
Yeah.
So he knows all about.
He did. And you've got to respect that.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's got an ego, hasn't he?
He does.
Yeah, just that's recent news that is hot off the presses.
He's just got his ego. That's very exciting.
Yeah. Which is an Emmy, a Golden Globe, an Oscar, and a tantrum and tiara.
Oh! Oh, you dirty bald pigs.
I thought you were going to say he was going to twat some nutter.
Oh yeah.
We should point out, if you hear any noise, Tom Neenan is having building work done outside his window, just in case.
That's
an incredible coincidence. That's amazing, because I've got somebody doing something to some paving slabs outside my window.
Oh.
A bit further away.
You're going to get it in stereo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, stereo grinding of metal.
A little bit of bump and grind. Before we begin...
Isn't that really what these Smursh Snake specials are all about, really?
Everybody loves a bit of bump.
The grinding noise of metal punishing concrete.
Hey, it's what unites us as human beings.
Exactly.
It is.
Come on.
Before we begin, I've been sent something to read out, which is the story so far.
That's right. I decided that we might be getting a bit lost in the lore of Harry Potter. All these, you know, we're film five now, is it?
Yeah.
So I thought maybe we could use a quick catch up. So I've jotted something down quickly. I thought John could read it for us.
And amazing. I haven't seen this. Tom's literally just sent it to me on the WhatsApp.
Yeah, we don't need to read it before. Just read it out, I say.
Here we go. Harry Potter is the naughtiest cunt in Southend. He's always had a tasty side because his mummy and daddy are brown bread and it gives him the yum. Unfortunately, just as Harry's about to lose his rag with his foster father Vernon and stick a sharpened kitchen roll spindle in his neck, he's stopped by a massive tawny owl smacking into his nut. The owl's carrying an invitation to study wrecking nonsense at the exclusive Hogwarts School of Bitchcraft and Bastardry in Ireland. Harry reckons this is his chance to learn how to be the tastiest cunt in all the land and sling his hook to the school where he meets his new friends, Ron Kills Easily Weasley and Hermione Deranger Granger. And after being smacked about with his snooker balls and socks until he thinks his paintings are talking to him, as is a traditional welcome ritual, soon Harry finds himself rising through the ranks to become the most promising geezer in the student body. Yes. Then there's some palaver with a hidden door and a massive scary hissing cunt. And then last film, Harry wins the Triad Nut Tournament by being the best at necking body, breaking debtors' fingers and hammering nails through dragons' dicks. But it's not all fun and games. During the tournament, pretty boy Ricky Diggory gets mullered by Lord Voldemort, real name Nigel Hunt. Who's the right mental nana from the past, who everyone reckoned was in the nick, but he got out by hiding under a commemorative plate of Charles and Di. Now Voldemort's back with an appetite for cutting up little magical herbets, and Harry's in the bacon slice. But can Harry rise to the challenge of walloping a full-grown double R bastard? It only remains to be boshed as the twat nasty raid rises to taste the Essex Wonga Trumped and Candlewick cunt you toilet at the end.
Yay!
Well done. Well done.
And I think that brings us
That's it. That's absolutely what's been happening.
Brilliant.
Yeah. There we go. Thanks for that, Tom.
You're welcome. I thought we could use a quick catch up.
Yeah.
Talking of catch up, before we begin the actual film, I need to ask the usual question, because I know Messrs. Neenan and I have seen all of these and you were a bit sketchy. Had you seen this one before?
I had not seen this one before. It was only number four, I realise now, that I'd seen previously. Oh, and one when I was very small.
Oh, yes.
A children's birthday party. And I was 28 years old.
Hey!
No, I was also small.
Yeah.
But no, I hadn't seen this one before. And I don't know what it was. It might be because I'm sort of getting into the flow of these, or maybe it's just quite good. But I just had a very thoroughly nice time.
It's one of the good ones, this one.
Yeah, I'm going to show my hand and say, I think this is just a legitimately very good film.
Yeah,
right. Well, I don't know what it was. I think maybe it's that thing of... I've got a few thoughts about that we'll get to, I'm sure, about long game storytelling and the sort of benefit of it. But it did sort of feel like... You know, it helps that I watched it in, I think, three broken up chunks as well when I had spare moments.
And Chuck the dog.
Hey!
Chunks the dog. Well, I just found that it was like watching the three episodes of a very successful, I thought, kind of, you know, YA supernatural thing. I don't know. Yeah. It sort of set the
template, didn't it, for everything, for your Percy Jacksons, for your Hunger Games, for everything. It's sort of how you do this kind of world building.
The Dad's Army remake.
Yeah.
That's right, Dad's Army remake.
What I do find about this is just interesting is that it came out at that time where they used to colour correct everything. And there are points in this where people's, the whites of their eyes are slightly blue.
Oh,
and yeah, it's quite true. Disconcerting to look at.
Yeah, that kind of cool, icy, sepia-y looking thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But talking of hot, as we just were.
Yeah.
It's hot, baby. It's summer in little, what's it called? Little Withering?
Tiny.
Little Whinging.
The Whinging.
Tiny Splinkering.
Tiny Splinkering. Little Botterington Tom. It feels a bit sort of diminishing of Harry's childhood trauma, doesn't it? Little Whinging.
Under the stairs, who was beaten mercilessly by his fat uncle.
Well, this is definitely the first film where the little twee, he's a good boy name, start to sort of stand out because everything is getting a bit dark and serious.
Oh, and he's a, and thingy, old, his stepbrother is a hoodie, isn't he?
He's a hoodlum.
Big D.
Big
he's an Asbo.
He's a bloody Asbo lad.
He's called Big D because if you open his coat, it's full of peanuts, and you take them off and you see his tits.
Which are more like Brazil nuts, really.
Well, yeah,
are,
yeah.
When you get in there. Yeah, Big D the roadman and his cool gang.
So I think this is the last film where the Troughton lad, I can't remember his name.
Jimmy Troughton.
Jimmy Troughton Jr.
Harry Little Melling Jimmy. Is his
Harry
name.
Harry Melling. Oh. I think this is the last one where he's slightly rotund.
He's slimmed down a lot, hasn't he, old Harry Melling? He looks a lot like his granddad now.
He does. Mm. And I think even in the last Harry Potter film, he cameos in it, but they cut it out, but they had to put a fat suit on him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
It looks a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So
does he appear again after this all cut, or is that it?
No, I think this apart is pretty, from... I can't remember now.
But yeah, you're right. This is because now we're into like the end game, aren't we? And he's sort of just, I think the first film has them all fleeing. They're all just like getting off in a car. You don't really see him properly. But there is an emotional thing, I think, where like Harry forgives him. But we'll get to that one later.
So anyway, so Harry's sat on a swing and he's having a sad summer because as we find out later, no one's been writing to him.
No.
Because you know, he's and he's also sad about Cedric, so he's not being much fun anyway.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
So you're not going to get any banging letters back.
He's been writing to all of them saying, guys, I promise, I swear I sorted my hair out.
Yeah.
And they're all like, no, we don't trust you.
Don't believe you.
He said that last Tony year. Guy.
His hair looks the best in this one, I think.
Yeah, I think so. He's a lovely classical cut.
Yeah.
Neat.
So Dudley and his mates appear literally out of nowhere.
Yeah. We see a very long view of the field, don't we, before, and then they teleport in.
Bloop. And he says, Oh, Harry. And he goes, all right, Big D, have you been out picking on 10-year-olds?
Yep.
And he's like,
he says, this one deserved it, he says.
That's right.
I'd love to know what that 10-year-old did.
Oh, yeah.
This 10-year-old was the most racist 10-year-old I've ever
met. Yeah.
And we taught him a lesson about acceptance.
Yeah.
Was it Carl Rittenhouse? Is that who they've been bullying? In which case, I'm on their side.
Yeah.
I like them.
Right. Do the dates match up? Probably. I think probably. So.
Let's just assume they do.
Yeah.
Let's
assume
they
do.
You look very carefully in the background. He's wandering around a little whinging with an automatic rifle.
There's little Nigel Farage, which is just an adult Farage head on a 10-year-old body.
Oh, like in the beginning of Love Guru.
Wow. Yeah, like in the Love Guru.
So Big D decides to make himself look good in front of his mates. He'll wind Harry up about the death of his friend.
That's right, yeah.
It's always a good
and
good
his mum.
That's
that
right.
Because where's your mum, Pa? Is she dead?
Dead mama.
Yeah. She is. It's really sad.
You know she's dead. We're family. We're literally family.
Yeah.
That's your aunt.
Your aunt. You're making fun of me.
And he goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
They start hugging and crying.
Yeah.
Oh, and the film ends. Lovely.
Yeah. All the other hoodies just like back away slowly.
So is this the era of Hugger Hoodie?
I think it feels hoodie, like an right. Asbo-y hoodie type sort of allegory, doesn't it? Well, not allegory, because he's wearing like, is it like FUBU type stuff? Is that what he's wearing?
Know. Is that it? Yeah. Patterned.
Yeah. It's all very patterned, isn't it?
Which is weird because aren't these films set canonically in the books in the 90s?
So now, he would be wearing later for some reason.
He'd be wearing naff-naff. He'd be head to toe in naff-naff.
Spliffy.
That's right. Kangol cap. Yeah.
Fat Willy's surf shack. All that stuff.
That's right. Air Jordans. On as well.
Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Seeker lights with the lights going up the side.
Global hypercolor T-shirt. Yeah.
That's it.
Hang on, but in the next one, isn't there the Millennium Bridge?
Oh yeah, you're right.
So there's something
in this.
Happening.
I think the domes in a sort of aerial shot in this or something.
Yeah.
Is that? What year is this now?
That's fucking right out the window then.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's magic. It's magic. We magicked ahead to the year 2039.
Good for them.
Yeah.
When they're all good actors.
Yeah, correct.
Harry threatens him with a wand and it suddenly clouds over.
I will counter by saying I think that all three of the main cast are very good in this.
Oh yeah, totally. I didn't think John was being sarcastic. I responded earnestly.
Yeah.
I think they've been good since year dot. I don't know since they were born. I mean,
no. Imagine if they out the womb, just brilliant acting.
Now
amazing.
Is the winter of our discontent. It's a boy.
Yay.
It's an actor.
Yay.
Calm down, dear. That's what Ron came out saying.
Yeah.
Wow, he's doing Michael Winner. He doesn't even
know. He's never even seen that advert, but he knows of it.
It's just a commercial.
It's just a commercial,
she's
dear.
She's not really my daughter.
Emma Watson comes out going, oh yes, the state of the Conservative Party.
She's an impressionist.
She's going to be a major talent.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Yeah. He threatens him with a wand and it clouds over and all Dudley's mates run off because got a bit cloudy.
Yeah.
But it's essentially, if you turned up and your mate was picking on his cousin.
Yeah.
And then his cousin got out a twig and pointed at him. And it's got suddenly a bit cloudy. You wouldn't run off, would you?
No.
You'd go, what a strange coincidence.
You'd probably beat him up.
Yeah, probably. Mm. I think if I was along with Big D and he made fun of his cousin for having dead family members, I'd already be a bit like, oh, that's not all right. Mm. But then if he came out with the absolute classic slam, at least I'm not afraid of my pillow.
Oh, yeah.
To make fun of a man's night terrors based on his PTSD.
Yeah.
I think I'd have left already. I think by that point, that'd be three strikes, I'm out.
Harry, she said, well, you look like a pillow, so...
Yeah, you do.
There you go, take that. Does,
So I'd like to hug you and cry in the night. How about that?
Well, how'd you like that? I'd like that.
Well, good. Well, maybe we should arrange that.
Maybe we'll do that later.
Sounds good. All right, bye.
Bye.
And the other lads are like, guys, I think you've gone down a rabbit hole here.
Oh, sorry, there's other people here. Forgot.
Sorry about that. Dementors turn up. For some reason, they've designed them to look different as they did. Was it the film before last, wasn't it? Where they look like Grim Reapers, and now they look like sex dolls.
Sex dolls? What kind of sex dolls are you buying?
They've got the permanently round mouth.
So
like an Edouard Munch style. Gaping more.
They're attacking Harry and Dudley, and then Del Boy, Rodney, and Uncle Albert come around the corner and go, oh, we shouldn't have bought them.
We got some off. And then it ends, and they're clapping. And
yeah. Everyone stands ovation for Ray Butt.
Yeah.
Great name.
Ray Butt.
Perfect. Brilliant. Butt. Always good to see him.
The name's Ray Butt, and I like butts.
My name's Ray Butt. Firing lasers at my butt is my game.
Yeah.
And producing very successful sitcoms.
I used to do that at the end of every recording. Thanks for turning up, everyone.
That's actually, he destroyed Alderaan. That was very final episode.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's awful.
That's why he got removed because he got replaced as producer. Why are we talking about Nicholas Nostrum?
Because it's us three.
We've got talking on a recording.
The Dementors are sucking off Dudley in the alleyway.
Yep.
And Harry uses his Patronus charm.
Mm.
And the Dementors fly off and don't come back.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
And Dudley's all sort of zapped of energy.
Ooh.
And then we meet Miss Fig.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Fig, yes.
Played by Catherine Hunter, who before this film, I had no idea of her existence.
Mm. Right.
And since this film and watching Poor Things, I think she's great.
She's so good. She's so good in Poor Things.
But she's brilliant in this. Who does she play in Poor Things?
She's so good in Poor Things. She plays a mistress and she talks like that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it's... Good. She's incredible. She's got, like, I don't know if it's in real life. I assume not, but she's got, like, she's head to toe in tattoos, isn't she?
Yes.
Poor Things.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, she's had them put on since
Harry Potter. Yeah, all that Potter money went on ink.
Brilliant. Spent it all on tattoos.
Finally.
Yeah.
I can have all my ink done.
I'm not being horrible because I think she's amazing.
Yeah.
But why has no one making a horror film gone, come and voice my evil demon, please?
Yeah.
Because... if this is her normal voice, imagine her putting on a horrible voice.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Incredible.
What a wonderful day for an exorcism.
Yeah.
No, we just want you to rescue Harry. Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Or,
maybe you should eat some ass, bitch.
Again, Freddy,
this is a porn film. That's not the sort of thing we want. Sorry.
Yeah.
not Friday the 13th. That's Jason Voorhees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason bangs Freddy, the final nightmare.
The final white mare. It's like spunk.
Oh. Okay.
That's what I think when I think of the colour white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go up to the Dulux desk and go, can I have knock one out on the desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've got that. Yeah.
Yeah, what colour
Tom, does your jism not look like toothpaste?
Yeah. Drink some water.
I think that's called pearly white. Yeah, because she's also in Andor.
Is she?
She's the sort of the cowardly or wannabe brave Empire guy who's a bit disgraced. She plays his mother in that.
Yeah. She's incredible.
Yeah. Have you not watched Andor, lads? Andor.
Not seen Andor.
I've seen. I can't remember it, but I love that. I love. Have I told you my big thing about Andor?
Go on.
Which is, I'd have loved it if, you know, the sort of the sting at the end of the which I won't give away. But I thought the sting should have been Andy Serkis, who sort of leads a rebellion but can't swim, still on the edge of the prison, sort of building up the courage to dive in. He's still like, come on, mate, you can do it, you can do it. And like he's still there.
Like the guy in the taxi at the end of Airplane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Love that.
Or, counter that, it just cuts back and he's floating face down the water. anyway, so Miss Fig takes Harry home.
Yeah.
And it turns out she knows all about Dumbledore and magic. She immediately says, oh, they won't be back. You used your Patronus. She knows all the right words. And Harry's just like, what the hell? And then she talks about Dumbledore. So she goes home. And when they get in, Uncle Vernon's wearing socks and sandals. And he's literally standing in front of the freezer and eating from a carton of ice cream.
Love
it. In his natural habitat.
In his natural habitat. And then Auntie Vernon is like spread eagled on the armchair. She looks post-coital.
She really does.
She's very sweaty. And Uncle Vernon's...
Shaw's got a knowingness about her that just makes every performance. If you've seen her in Super Mario Brothers, it really feels like that lizard lady's just had a lot of sex.
Yes, you're quite right.
And I get that vibe here. Been given a full workout in that film.
Yeah.
Between
she's
every
good
scene.
In, she's in the new True Detective. She's very good in that as well. Oh, and there is a post-coital vibe in that as well.
She was in Andor.
She was in Andor.
She couldn't swim and she drowned. And yeah.
She had post-coital vibes with that big red robot. She
had.
That had a big red rocket.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she's on the couch, the armchair even. Obviously just been furiously banged by Uncle Vernon. he's literally got up and gone, I'm going to get ice cream.
I've earned it.
Yeah.
Replenish the energy in his blood.
You've had yours, I can have mine.
Yeah.
And Harry comes in and then they're like, oh my God, because Dudley looks like he's seen like a horrible incident.
Yeah.
He's gone all weird. And then Vernon says, that's the last I'll take of this nonsense. And I'm like, well, even after everything you've seen, it's just Dudley coming home looking a bit shocked. You've had enough.
That's the end. Yeah.
Your sister getting inflated and sent over to Southampton. You fell out of two stories out of a window.
You're paralysed from the neck down, I remember.
He's all right now. He's got like a robot spine. That he's a literal fuck machine now. He hasn't even got control over it.
Skeletonium repairum.
He's literally shagging his wife going, I'm not doing this. Can't feel a thing.
He's actually terrified of the power he has. He's like... he feels like he's being cucked by his own body.
He has to watch. Yeah.
Back to David Cronenberg film, Wayne.
Oh my God,
Living cuck, man.
I can't tell if it's going to be cloning or AI or like some sort of surrogate body VR thing. But either way, that's the film.
Oh, actually, isn't it his son that's making films now?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it'll be one Jimmy of his Cronenberg. Son's films. Yeah, Jimmy Cronenberg. Nice. Junior, third. He's doing that. It'll be Viggo Mortensen as the living cuck man. And it'll be like History of Violence. He'll start off wearing glasses and like really sensible hair. And by the end, he looks like a fucking bastard.
Sex machine. He looks like Uncle Vernon.
Socks and sandals and shorts. And the biggest mass.
If I picture like an absolutely remorseless pussy hound, I'll be
Uncle Vernon in his slathering in his ice cream.
Yeah. On his chest. Through his chest.
Yeah.
Making it all matted. You know, on those old dirty postcards when there's the sort of the large ladies in the dresses going, ooh, it's on the beach. Yeah. It's always Uncle Vernon, isn't it?
Always.
Yeah, definitely. With
sticking two ice cream cones on his nipples so he's got a pointy Madonna bra.
Oh. Do you
remember them?
It. Yes.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome them. Fun.
They were Jean-Paul Gaultier.
That's
they
right.
Were. I'm surprised that Dudley Dursley wasn't wearing them at the start of this to fit in with the 90s thing.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Harry? Run out of Vogues.
Yeah.
Do you remember in The Fifth Element when they reveal that the future, the president of Earth is, and it's Uncle Vernon with two ice cream cones?
That's true. Right. And he's
designed
just
by Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah,
that's right. Having sex with his chief of staff.
Against his own will.
Yeah, going,
I can't stop this!
He's just trying to do some basic admin, but he can't.
Yeah.
But all of this is disturbed by the fact that an owl arrives from the Ministry of Magic to say that they've detected underage wizards.
What?
Oh, no!
I'll start again.
Uncle Vernon's looking worried.
Yeah.
You're sweating more than usual, Uncle Vernon.
That's a lot.
They detected Harry using magic at underage.
Mm.
Right.
And he's expelled. And Uncle Vernon just goes, justice.
Justice.
The Martin Sheen ones.
Justice.
Martin Sheen one's my favourite there.
Here's my issue with this.
Justice. Sorry.
That Thatcher. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Justice. That's my Uncle Vernon.
Very good.
Add that to the collection.
Justice.
That was
Gambon. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. This is like that Mike Reed show. What was it? What was the impressions show?
Mike Reed. Oh, the comedian. No, I don't know.
What's the one I'm thinking of?
Copycats.
Copycats. That's the one.
Copycats are
a comedy crew.
There.
They greet you with "Who do you do?" different voices every day,
and then have sex in an out of body way. And that was Crosswits. No, not Crosswits. Yeah. Copycats.
Copycats.
Anyway,
your point, sir.
Yes.
Oh, Christ, I can't remember anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, my point was that so they're giving him a hard time, sort of saying, oh, you used magic and you're too young and you did this in front of muggles and gave away all the magical shit. And you go, well, hang on. Firstly, a seemingly normal mortal woman knows all about Dumbledore and stuff from down the road. So the secret's out.
Yeah.
Secondly, you've just released a screaming envelope to talk about yeah, which is automatic. Like, it just opens as soon as they meet Harry. If he'd still been in the park, all of Big D's like backward gang would have heard about. Yeah.
I think Harry should have broken out a box of whatabouts. You should go, well, what are you wasting time with me for when you got like Voldemort running around and you've got like paedophiles out?
Yeah.
And rapists and robbers. What are you wasting time with me for?
Mr. Speaker, would the honourable gentleman agree that the wizarding world should concern itself more with Lord Voldemort and less with what I get up to at the weekend?
Yeah.
That's right.
Are we saying that Arabella Fig is a muggle then? I thought she was an undercover
wizard.
I don't know.
She's an undercover wizard because she's a member of the Order of the Phoenix.
I missed that completely. I thought this was just some mystical woman who might be paid off in a later film.
Well, I think she's an undercover wizard.
Okay.
But Harry is goes to bed, all sad.
Yeah.
And he's woken by his door trying to be opened. And he's thinking, oh, no, the fuck machine's
back. Harry, I can't stop it.
Harry, please just close your eyes. I'll close mine. Together, we'll just talk. We'll talk.
Yeah.
And hopefully, it'll finish soon.
Yeah. I can't. Please, I'm so sorry.
That's not Uncle Vernon. That's Uncle Vernon when a waist-high hole is bashed through the door.
He just constantly apologise.
No, I'm sorry. Harry grabs Dobby and throws him in the way.
Oh, God.
And he just tears through Dobby like
tissue paper.
Like, you know when gorillas masturbate with a frog? Have you ever seen that video?
Uncle Vernon and Dobby.
Dobby's like, oh, this is the greatest day of my life. I love pain.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Dursley, thank you so much.
And then he just puts a sock on him. I own you now, bitch. Oh, poor Uncle Vernon. What a life.
Well, I feel sorry for him. He was the villain before. Uncle Vernon.
But thankfully, it's not that.
No, it's not.
It's Nymphadora Tonks.
Now, who is this?
She's a member of the Order. We don't know much about her first appearance, but she can change her hair and make herself look like a pig and a duck.
Yes.
Yeah. Very useful.
The classic tools, yeah. Old Tonks, I know, is quite a big fan favourite character. Is that right, Tom?
I can't speak to that. I know that... I think it's just that she's quite cool, isn't she? She comes in, she's got a good... Yeah, she's punky, she's got an attitude. And I think, I can see that. I can also, the actor is... she's been in a lot of cool stuff as well.
Yeah, she's been Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. She's one of the... Is she one of the Sand Snakes?
No, she's one of the Wildlings.
You're absolutely right.
She's a passenger on the Potter Thrones pipeline of British actors.
And she's also played the Vardy lady, Rebecca Vardy.
Oh, really?
In the recent drama about the...
Oh, that's fun.
The one with Michael Sheen as the barrister.
As Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah, that's all right.
And also the other one, Colleen Rooney.
Yes.
He plays it as Mr. Sheen. He's got a little biplane and a moustache.
Big moustache. Yeah.
Shines umpteen things clean.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
At the end of the film, there's a showdown with Mr. Muscle, the one final crossover we've been
waiting
to see.
The referee is a bird's eye potato waffle. Cause
the Smash robots are in the stands watching.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uncle Vern's shagging one of them. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
He kills me with his little penis.
I don't even know your name. I just know that I'm going to make mash. Yeah.
For mash, get Uncle Vernon.
Dobby approves.
Yeah. Thumbs up in the corner. All battered and
he's
mangled.
He's got a sling and an eye patch.
He's got stitches all the way up his body.
Oh, he's in a little wheelchair.
Dobby.
So Mad-Eyed Moody arrives and he calls her Nymphadora and she goes, "Don't call me Nymphadora." Because I think that's her past where she used to do porn.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Nymphadora.
She used to do a porn version of Wizardora.
Hard Tonking was the name of the film.
Very good. Mm. A Tonka truck.
Tonka truck. In the Tonka dump truck.
Have
we ever seen the real Mad-Eye Moody before, or has it always been David Tennant secretly?
We see him at the end inside a chest, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So we have seen him once before. I thought there wasn't much sort of ceremony when Harry finally met the real one.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be like, "Are you the real one?"
Mm. Yeah, suspicious maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes, "Yes, would the fake one have this?" And then he shows him his knob.
Yeah,
he did, and he did that as well.
And Uncle charges in and knocks him to the floor.
"Harry, get out quick, he's a fuck machine." "I'm so sorry, I was half asleep." So they all fly off. Moody tells him that he hasn't been expelled, because Harry's sad about that. He goes, "There's going to be a hearing held first."
That's good.
And then he says, "Get on your broomstick and keep quiet," even though Miss Fig is watching out the window. So she's probably watching, thinking, "Shut up, everybody. I'm trying to keep it on the DL, and you're turning up on flying broomsticks."
Yeah, it's not helpful.
I mean, that should be in the Daily Prophet, shouldn't it? 8 wizards turn up in a suburban estate, fly off on broomsticks.
What constitutes like using magic in the Muggle world is quite elastic, isn't it?
Very.
In terms of, I can't quite tell what's bad and what's good.
I think operating a hedge trimmer is like on the borderline.
Yeah.
Anything more than that, more advanced.
Sadly,
is magic.
Next door's, when they turn on their microwave, it activates Uncle Vernon. He starts charging around the house, fucking everything.
The pacemaker in his cock gets turned on. Goes haywire.
He's like having a snooze. It's like that bit in The Wrong Trousers where Wallace wakes up.
The Wronger Trousers.
Wakes up doing a robbery, except he wakes up having sex with like an animal.
The Wrong Trouser Snake.
So they fly over the Thames.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Surely there must be CCTVs flipping up all over the place going, "What the fuck was that?"
Yeah.
They're all pointed at Uncle Vernon. They're distracted.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sorry. Jesus.
Kevin, turn the camera around. Look, what's that? Oh, my God.
It's like King Kong. He's climbed up to the top of the shard.
if King Kong fucked the Chrysler Building to death, that would be
which we all know is what he wanted to do.
Yeah,
is what he really wanted. Yeah,
right. So they go to the secret house, which moves all the other houses over by 15 feet.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand that.
There must be a strange thing where, like, people, they go, they spend all day cleaning their porch or whatever, cleaning their steps, and then they come out and they're completely different steps. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Why have I got number 10's bins?
Yeah.
This isn't my bicycle.
Yeah.
The real scandal is the amount of local council disagreements that are spurned on by this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By this disappearing house.
Imagine if you were sweeping your step, right, and bent over. Sweeping your step. And the house moved and then decapitated you.
Yeah. Be furious.
Pick up the morning paper. Yeah.
Man killed by house.
Yeah.
House kill man.
Yeah.
That's the headline. Page. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Sun will have some sort of pun about it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Tom's angle grinder.
There
it is. Sorry, everyone.
Nah, but it's okay.
Uncle Vernon's come round.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so they go to the secret house.
Yeah.
And Harry is sent upstairs while the meeting is taking place of the Order of the Phoenix.
Yes, of course. It's a bit GBH. Like the Godfather, isn't it? They close the door on him, yeah.
That's right, yes. Yeah. And then he goes upstairs and he meets Creature.
Who's Creature?
Oh, the little...
Creature's the little house elf.
House
who's
elf.
Like...
Oh, yeah. A bit of a crossover. I know we like to keep the world separate, but Creature... if you're interested, do you remember, if any of you have seen Doctor Who's story, The Reboss Operation?
Oh, right.
Is Binro the Heretic. The old man in The Reboss Operation is his last performance, I think.
Oh, wow.
And it's a lovely little Timothy Bateson is the guy. But yeah.
Because I know after that, because he's in it again in a couple of films' time, and it's Simon
McBurney.
There you go.
Oh,
is
him?
It Simon McBurney?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Do you think he was born like Dave and he got a bit edgy when he was a teenager and had it changed to Creature with a K?
Creature.
And he got into like Korn as a teenage boy.
And he listened to the Horror Picture Show a lot. Creature of the Night.
Yeah, Creature. That's right.
Creature
that's
of his the Night. Yeah. Creature of the Night.
Are we going to talk about how much Gary Oldman looks like Jason King in this film?
Yeah, he does. Indeed.
And having been this sort of bedraggled convict, now that he's kind of back in his element and his furry coat is all healthy and glossy.
Yeah, he looks like a turn of the century sleuth.
He does.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Gentleman sleuth. Yeah.
It's only
also
broken...
be the sexiest person in the Harry Potter universe, right?
Well, he looks fucking gorgeous.
He looks absolutely stunning.
Until halfway through, he's talking to Harry, and then he goes, "Oh Jesus, I've been brewing that for 3 hours.
I hope that doesn't get into the groundwater." That's a slow horses reference, everybody.
Yes,
in case everyone's so confused.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Surrounded by wizards, men and their gizzards. Anyway. Mick Jagger doing the theme tune for
Slow Horses.
Yeah.
Very good program.
Watch it.
Yeah. Thanks, that's Will good. Smith.
Yeah. Not that one.
Anyway, so yeah, he's upstairs and he meets Ron and Hermione and they're like, yay, great to meet you. And he's like, well, you could have fucking written to me, couldn't you? And they explain to him there's the headquarters of the Order of the Phoenix. And Hermione goes, it's a secret organisation formed by Dumbledore.
Great.
Assumed as much, but okay.
Yeah, sure.
So he's like, yeah, you could have written me. And Ron goes, sorry, Dumbledore made us promise we wouldn't. Harry's like, oh, well, that's nice.
It's a big old fuck you from our headmaster. That's great.
If I was him, I'd start thinking, they think I killed Cedric, don't they? This is what's going on here.
Yeah, true.
They couldn't risk Uncle Vernon finding out.
No, God, no.
Imagine the carnage.
I've seen him looking at my bottom, Harry. I don't want to come anywhere near you.
Ron's looking quite handsome now in this film, so that would be an extra large risk.
Just don't go near the house. Don't want you anywhere near there, okay?
Privet Drive.
He's not what you think
he is.
We'll tell him later.
Privet Pile Drive.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, poor...
Private's Pile Drive.
No.
Poor auntie, what's her name? Fiona Shaw. Oh, she must be absolutely battered. Yeah.
That's why she's so happy. She's reclining on the...
She loves it, yeah.
Yeah.
She's all right.
Oh, fucking ice cream, he must get through. So Fred and George appear.
Yay! We all love them.
I think this is second best film.
Oh, okay. I was in... yes, there's stuff coming up where I think they're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, I think their performances are good as well.
Yeah.
And so they dangle a magic ear to try and sort of do some snooping.
Uh-huh.
More Cronenberg material.
More Cronenberg material. But the cat takes it.
That's fun. That's
extra gross. Fun, but also gross.
Yeah.
So they tell Harry... When Harry does finally get to go downstairs and talk to the Order...
Yeah.
They tell Harry that the Ministry of Magic are completely denying that Voldemort is back, despite the fact that he is, because only Harry and Cedric saw it, and one of them is dead.
Pretty timely thing, isn't it? About denying the apparent, the very obvious.
Yeah, everyone.
That's right. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight, Lord Voldemort.
That's right.
And Uncle Vernon.
I'm sorry, I can't help
it. It's against his will, so
he's as much a victim as anybody else. No one's enjoying it.
No. Apart from the machine.
Yeah.
What is the machine? I'm picturing a sort of bio computer, fleshy circuitry thing.
Literally picturing the wrong trousers.
Oh, okay. So it's just a big, the wrong trousers with a massive cock. Yeah. On the other end. Right. Yeah.
But it'd have to be only around the waist, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to wear his socks and sandals, which really get the ladies going.
the wrong culottes is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Have you seen the poster for what was that? The Sunshine Boys with him and Danny DeVito.
Oh yeah,
touching dicks. Yeah,
touching dicks. We've talked because he's wearing those trousers, and it's just they're both wearing them, and they're both just thrusting at each other.
Oh God, DeVito's been infected as well.
Yeah. Oh my God, no one's safe.
No one is safe.
His character at Always Sunny is basically that, isn't it?
Yeah. He likes wars. Yeah.
So he's shown the Daily Prophet, which says, "The boy who lies instead of the boy who lived," and fudge, all is well.
They didn't do a pun for that one.
No, I was thinking that I've written here that it can't help but feel that when everything has now got all serious and dark, having a man called Fudge is legitimately hilarious. He may as well be called Minister Bumwilly.
Yes.
Oh no, I'm so scared. Fudge.
I mean, Fudge, Everything Sweet was sitting right there.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, guys. Yeah.
Everything's packed.
Ah, yes, the one I avoided saying. Yes. Yeah.
So
that's why he's going on holiday, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's why it's happened.
You packed Fudge? What?
So Sirius tells Harry,
"Yeah,
Voldemort's been recruiting heavily, and he's moving." He says,
"Yeah,"
and then he says, "We think they're after something he previously lacked."
Mm.
And Harry goes, like a weapon.
Yeah.
And the Mrs. Weasley goes, no, come on. Let's stop talking about this. We'll scare the boy. And Harry goes, well, if there's going to be a battle, I want to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sirius gives him a little wink.
I like it. And then goes,
oh, Jesus. Well, I don't know what you're about. You're fucking useless. Yeah, fuck off out of my sight.
Yeah.
Mr. Weasley then takes Harry on the tube.
Yeah.
They go through a phone box and he says, I haven't used the visitor's entrance before. People talk of the service entrance, Harry. What does that mean?
Uncle Vernon charges in on the long two lots and says, I'll show you. I'm sorry,
I don't want to show you, but I'm going to have to show you.
You're going
to
find out.
So, yeah, he's struggling with his Oyster card.
That's fun.
Which they should have had a magic version of. They should have called it like a, I don't know, a shell. No, a
squid.
Squid card.
Yeah. A Cthulhu card.
Nice.
Yeah.
So does the post box, is Uncle Vernon constantly going like, who is Lusty Beryl and why should I call her for a good time?
Harry, what is this passionate domination?
Yeah.
Should I do that?
It's a code I should dial, apparently. I'll see what he says.
Harry, I'm enjoying the fragrance in here. Where can I buy it?
Because, of course, wizards, people's pisses and shits just teleport away. So
yes, they do.
Wouldn't know about it.
No.
I'd like to see the sort of area of the wizarding world where that all goes.
I would like, because there's a later film where they do port key by going through a toilet.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm wondering how many turds are just flying out from muggles who don't know.
Yeah.
Imagine if there's just one guy where it all goes. He does. Yeah. It's in his house and it's just, he comes home every day and it's just mountains of shit, like Close Encounters.
Yeah. So
luckily, wizard shits smell of licorice, so exactly. It's all right.
Yay! Everyone's happy.
Harry, this person says he's 8 inches big. very small for a
Harry.
Yes, tiny man. Is he a goblin?
Must be a house elf or something.
Yeah.
Should I let him into my house, Harry?
No. Maybe I should telephone him and ask him.
Yeah. No.
How to see a picture of him.
No, don't. You don't want to. No.
Anyway, so they go into the ministry, which is a lovely little set, isn't it?
Oh,
all
it's
green tiles.
Incredible.
I've been there.
Oh, really?
You've been there.
I've been on the tour.
I've
done
that.
The tour. It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good.
What's most fun about it, I may have mentioned this before, so sorry, is when you get there, it says, welcome to Warner Brothers Studios, London. Mm. And I'm like, this isn't London. This, my friend, is Watford, and this is where I grew up. This is not London. Because I've tried to say I'm from London when I was living in Watford, and everyone's like, no, you're not. From Hertfordshire.
This is Watford, Erasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell that to the bus I got on after I was also on a train for a very long time.
Hey, tell that to the lack of transport links.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do we insert a little fact? Do we know who is the voice of the lift in the Ministry?
No, I was going to ask if anyone knew.
I do, but I'll let Tom tell it.
It's Daisy Haggard.
Bizarre.
From Book Story and Back to Life.
Back to Life, yeah.
Psychoville.
Episode Psychoville.
Psychoville. It's a nice little cameo. Although back then, I'm not sure how. Yeah, I guess she was still pretty famous. But I feel like this was
a job, right? I mean, given the time this came out, I would have said this was like, she's you know, getting a high profile. But
this
is probably just like, we've got a weird one for you.
Can you say ground floor? And then, okay, ground floor. Right, great. You're now
great,
part
done.
Of the Wizarding
okay,
World.
Super.
Do you think they did it like Sneakers, where they just got her to say things and recorded it?
Yeah, really mean. Yeah. She never didn't get a penny for it.
No.
Yeah. I've just referenced a film that probably no one's watched.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I
don't know it either, no.
It's a Robert Redford
spy film.
They
were sneaky.
Ah,
no. They have to get a man to say a thing to, because his voice activated lock thing. So they get a girl to go on a date with him and just get him to say things. Anyway.
Do they say things like, can you say into this microphone, I don't like bums, and then they take don't out.
Yeah.
And then
he's like... There's a beautiful woman. She's caressing his face with her soft hands, and she says, say to me the magical words I want to hear, open bay door 17.
Well, it is like that because he has to say his name and then say, my voice is my passport.
Oh, wow.
So she has to keep talking to him for ages and get him to say, drop the occasional word so they can put it all together.
Right.
That's fun.
And it's very
fun. Sounds fun.
Watch Sneakers. It's very good. It's Robert Redford, Sidney Poitier. It's from the 90s and it's got River Phoenix in it in one of his last roles.
Oh man.
And Dan Aykroyd's one of the team. Oh. Guess what? He's playing somebody who's a bit of a mental case.
Who's
obsessed with conspiracies and things. So there you go.
Classic work.
Anyway, and Ben Kingsley's in it.
Hey.
Clown Union. So they walk through the Ministry of Magic,
yeah,
and there's a headline. And I tell you what, the newspapers there don't pull their punches, do they? The
no.
headline says, Dumbledore, daft or dangerous?
What's the answer? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Dumbledore, cunt.
Yeah.
Cuntledore.
Not even a question mark.
Yeah.
Dumbledore, question mark. Cuntledore, yeah. Exclamation point.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Yeah.
Written by Magic Gary Bushell.
Yeah.
So they get in the lift, as you mentioned, with the voice. It goes backwards, then down, which seems needlessly complicated.
Yeah.
Just build it slightly further back.
Yeah. And we get...
There's another Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Playing another extra. Which I think's fun. I always think it's fun. Good for him that he gets to do more than one roles and things.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
What I love as well is somehow his face defies prosthetics because it's always Warwick Davis.
Him. Yeah, you know it's him.
Yeah.
They literally had to cover him with a teddy bear in Return of the Jedi to disguise him. Yeah. Even then, you can sort of tell.
Yeah, you just always know it's Warwick Davis.
I think it's funny that he managed to still get paid to be in Rise of the Skywalker, literally being filmed from behind. In a
really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Love it.
You get a bit where Wicket watches the everything explode at the end from Endor.
Yeah. Yeah.
With his son. I think he's played by Warwick Davis' real son. Oh. And it's all filmed from behind, so it could have literally been anybody.
Get that dollar
CGI'd
dollar,
it, and that would have been as easy, I imagine.
Anything that means you don't have to do any more stuff with Ricky Gervais,
I'd say
is a good thing.
One of these days, I'll be able to say no to Ricky
Gervais.
So, so then they when they're in the lift, Mr. Dursley... Not Mr. Weasley, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Who's got a bad wig in this, hasn't he? I'm guessing he couldn't dye his hair.
I didn't especially say
I'm bad at it. But people say that all the time. People say, oh, the wig stuff in this is really bad. And I never notice it. I think I'm wig blind.
Maybe the one time I could really spot it is in that episode of Frasier in the final series. Do you remember this?
No.
They go through the history of this little knick-knack thing, this little pot mustard jar or something that Frasier has.
Yeah.
And you get flashbacks to every series that's happened and you see how their lives have moved on since the first series. It's a great premise.
Mm. Yeah.
Only clearly they didn't tell hair and makeup until the day of filming.
Right.
That this was happening.
Oh, no.
They went, well, you know, several cast members have changed their hair drastically and some of them are bald now.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Is that going to be a problem? They went, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
They went out and bought, like, it looks like a sort of Sailor Moon wig for Niles. Things like
and
that.
And has Frasier got like a Sid Snot punk wig?
Yes.
And he's like, right, Niles? Hey.
That's got a Rod Stewart wig.
Yeah.
That's got a Rainbow Fright wig at one point.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever had that hair. But
no.
The best
oh,
they could
dear.
Do.
And what's the lady in it? I've forgotten her name. I'm awful today.
Roz?
No, the other one.
Daphne.
And Daphne's brother turns up dressed like the Artful Dodger, even though he's from fucking Wales or something.
Daphne. Well,
I think he's Australian.
She's got a Scottish brother, an English brother, and an Australian brother. Yeah.
Who's the Scottish one? Is it Robbie Coltrane?
Robbie Coltrane and Richard E. Grant, who you might think is English, but is not. So not a single one of her brothers is played by an English person.
Fucking hell. Was her mum on some sort of quest or something to...
Well, it was Millicent Martin, so you imagine she got around back in the day.
Yeah, bloody hell.
And obviously, and Succession.
You can't just say Succession and expect it to... You can't be part of the discourse just by saying Succession.
Succession!
You're not
but
an
Brian
SEO.
Cox is the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Who decides which of Daphne's brothers is going to take over from whatever his job is.
You're gonna start pummeling Martin Crane every
day. Yeah.
Hopefully, he's running the burger van that later turned into Bob Servant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so Harry's hearing is now.
Oh, shit, okay.
And so Mr. Weasley says to him, remember, don't say anything unless you're asked something.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. I'm not allowed in.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Uh-huh.
So
he just heard a nice
question.
Van
What's
outside.
Happening?
Yeah. So he goes in and they start being a bit mean to Harry, and then Dumbledore arrives, and I really like this. Because they've moved the hearing to fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
And then they say to Dumbledore, oh, so you did hear about the time being moved? And he said, oh, no, I didn't. But as a happy accident, I happened to arrive 3 hours early.
Hey!
And the way Gambon delivers it, R.I.P. Gambon, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in
Bambon.
Bambon. He delivers it very well.
Yeah,
he really does.
This is good because I think this is the first film where he's decided, I'm not going to do that Irish accent anymore.
I won't bother, I think there's one scene right at the end where I went, he's doing it.
It's like the very definition of a lilt, isn't it? It's like, if he can give something an Irish lilt, then that's what he's doing. And I think it's a classy choice.
Rhythm of the voice not going, he just goes,
this is the rhythm of the voice.
I think he got that accent because he used to be the lilt man.
The little ladies would dance out the room. He'd say, wait for me, I'm coming to...
He'd go round the Gambon corner in his milk float, delivering milk.
Yep.
That must have been a sweet job being the lilt man, because you don't have to deliver that early, because people can wait till lunchtime for the lilt.
Definitely.
Yeah, probably.
Well, aren't you meant to be more relaxed with lilt? It's like meant to be all sort of island life and stuff. So
well, they say, here comes the lilt man.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Obviously now he's the Fanta Lilt man.
Oh yeah, that's a shame.
Here comes the Lilt Stepper.
Yeah, he's a murderer. What? What?
Well, that's a
Uncle Vernon. No.
What they'd have to put in that Vernon house, by the way, in Vernon's house, is one of those gates at the door they have for dogs and babies. So he can't get out.
Yeah, very wise.
Someone's left the fucking Vernon gate open.
Oh no! And there's just like all they can see is like a trail of destruction, like in Jumanji. They just.
I'd like them to remake Saltburn, but with Uncle Vernon.
Oh god, he'd fuck every grave in that cemetery, wouldn't he?
Wake up in the morning, every grave's got a fucking putt hole in it for a golf course.
There are moles in this graveyard. No, don't worry about it.
Not a very big mole.
No.
In Saltburn, I mean, this is extra fun for me. Piecing together what the film is.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I've just heard what everybody else is. In fact, Tom told me at the weekend what happened in it. So
yeah,
I'm just
going by what he told Uncle Vernon, well, they said no one, he doesn't just like sip the bathwater. He tips up the entire bath and guzzles it like Wimpy does with burgers.
Like Dan, Desperate Dan.
So Saltburn is a film about a hydraulic penis rampaging through a graveyard.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
And kind of acting like a sort of combine harvester, like ploughing the fields.
Spoiler alert for everyone.
Sorry, spoilers.
Sorry.
Yeah. So Dumbledore's turned up and Harry interrupts and says, look, Dementors turned up. And Fudge is like, yes, a very likely story because Dementors only arrive if they've been ordered by the Ministry. And also you have no witnesses. Ah, and Dumbledore goes, actually, we do.
Yeah, this lady.
And Miss Fig turns up again.
Yeah.
I saw it happen.
Sorry, could you get rid of her? She's absolutely terrifying.
I swear to tell the whole truth.
I swear to tell the truth the whole time.
And your mother socks cucks in hell? Why
Whoa. Sounds less threatening in that voice.
Sisters can't.
What? So Dumbledore says to Fudge... that just accept Cornelius, please. He's back. And he says, no, he's not. And also, we meet Umbridge.
Yes. Umbridge, Imelda.
Yeah, Imelda Staunton.
Imelda's here.
The Queen.
The Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen.
She's fantastic, isn't she?
I'd almost say this is the standout performance in the whole film series. I think this obviously incredible character actors, but I think this performance is like very, it's real standout stuff, isn't it?
The little ominous giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so sinister. Oh. Amazing.
Yeah. And what she does as well is, what we get later on, it's very horrible.
Very creepy, yeah.
Yeah, but she's kind of chiming in going, so are you suggesting that the Ministry sent these Dementors? Because obviously we didn't. And then Dumbledore's like, well, we all know who sent them. And they're like, no, he didn't. And then they basically go, well, we haven't got any evidence and we've got a witness saying he didn't do it. And then all charges should be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dumbledore explains that magic can be used in a life-threatening situation. So Fudge goes, or Bum Willy, So, right, well, he's cleared all charges then.
Oh, fine.
And Harry goes over and goes, thanks, Dumbledore, but he completely blanks him and walks off.
Minister Rude. Nipple Tickle of the Ministry of Magic says, acquitted on all charges.
This will not stand. We must bring in a new era, says Minister Jelly Tickle.
We will bury you, says Admiral Farthingbottom of the Third Navy of Splurt.
We need a final solution for the Muggles, says Senator Hand Wally.
Adolf
Hand Wally.
Button Nup of, yes, Hand Wally.
Anyway, so Sirius turns up as a dog to That's see fun. Harry.
He's a lovely lurcher. Lovely he lurches lurcher. Along. Very pretty.
Oh, he says, I had to see you off. And then as he turns into a human, he's wearing a fur coat with nothing on under it.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I don't like that.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Incredibly sexy, man.
He's Although you do see oozing. That a lot around King's Cross.
They
just
do.
Like True. Men who look like sort of washed up rockers, all sort of, yeah.
If anything, he'd draw less attention to himself if he just walked in that coat.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to give you a present, Harry. And he's like, well, if that's what it is, I've already seen it. And he says, it's a photo of the original order. And then he's basically like, most of them are dead or crippled.
Yeah.
But do you want to join?
Yeah, it's fun.
You're the new ones. Pick your 8 least favourite friends.
He's going,
make
oh, look,
them the advance the, party.
That one, she was lovely, lovely lady. Died just after this picture was taken.
Head absolutely pulverised to a paste.
God, was it Voldemort? No, she was Avoning, and Uncle Vernon answered.
Yeah.
It was just a little sideline. It's so tragic.
Yeah. Really horrible. Not one of these.
Quick shout out. Frank Longbottom in the picture. Oh, yeah. James Payton, who I know a bit. So
hello.
He's a nice man who I know mainly through Twitter, but we've also turned up at the same castings and stuff. And he's a lovely fellow.
Lovely.
Oh, fantastic. Do you cross over a lot with him?
Not enormously, no. But no. As you well know, Tom, generally in advertising castings, it will be man or not from 18 to 95.
Yeah.
Definitely South Asian or not.
Yeah.
And body type, misc. And then you go in and you and 7,000 other people humiliate yourselves by pretending to put your penis into a pot of Yakult or something in front of some disinterested people looking at their laptops.
And they say, well, this is an advert for Andrex, so I don't know what
and then they say, you will not be winning the princely £500 for doing the advert. Yes. Get out of here.
Do they say, we'll let you know? Do they still say that?
No, they don't say that. They go, great.
Great.
That
Thank
sort of
you.
It'd be like, great. Thanks very much.
That was very useful.
Great. That's very useful. Yeah, exactly.
For the next one, can you just like, the yogurt is like the best yogurt you've ever tasted. Like really. Just like
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. There's such fucking good yogurt, man.
Right. And then they say, no, less. Do less.
Yeah.
What, do
natural comedy, not like comedy. Think Martin Freeman in The Office.
Everything is Martin Freeman in The Office.
Every
true.
Single advert casting is like very natural, small, very small performance, small comedy, but not like comedy, but funny. Think about
that. Should I do Martin Freeman from The Hobbit? Because that's quite small.
That's great.
True,
literally a small man.
Sing Get out of my kitchen.
Or the or when he's married to Daisy Haggard in Breeders. Yeah. There you go. It's all circular.
Married to a lift. That's challenging.
Yeah, that's because he's so small.
Right, he wants to go up in the world.
Yeah.
Do you mind Freeman from Love Actually, where you just constantly got your balls on a lady's chin?
Here comes the lilt man. Lilt. Here comes the lilt man. Lilt. Lilt. With a totally tropical taste. Pineapple and grapefruit. Lilt. Hot sun is bright. Lilt.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.